What have you observed in terms of morbidity of the procedure?
Definitely less. I think colon, especially in a thin patient, you can get a laparotomy done in an incision not much bigger usually than you'd need for laparoscopy. So there's a gain. But rectum is a whole different kettle of fish because for the colon, you say a right colectomy, you're only working in the upper abdomen anyway. Hepatic flexure, the transverse colon, the base of the vessels, the ileocolic arcade coming off the superior mesenteric. It's all upper abdomen, so you don't need a huge incision. Talk about rectum, especially for a lower third tumor. Now you've got to do a total mesorectal excision. You've got to get down to about a centimeter above the dentate line, which you may be able to do transperineally, but certainly transabdominal. So you need the entire pelvis dissected, but you also have to mobilize the splenic flexure over to the mid-transverse colon and divide the IMA and the IMV. So you need the entire abdomen. Well, if you're not doing it laparoscopically, you are looking at a standard midline incision. So that's a big difference. It's a huge gain. So when you can be successful laparoscopically with rectal cancer, you really give the patient a huge advantage, more so than for colon. Right colon, a lot of it's done extracorporeally. Most people do vascular ligation extracorporeally, bowel transection, anastomosis, then put the thing back inside. So fundamentally, you're doing your mobilization laparoscopically. For rectal cancer, not only are you mobilizing the splenic flexure, the omentum, the entire left colon, the entire rectum, but you're dividing the vessels intracorporeally, you're dividing distally intracorporeally, and all you're doing extracorporeally is putting the anvil in the proximal segment and dunking it back inside. So you may be able to do this through a couple of centimeter long incision. And for the distal lesions, I do incisionless surgery where I do transperineal extraction, start at the dentate line and I make an incision, I go up and I take the entire mesorectum, which has been dissected laparoscopically, out, the sigmoid colon out, right to the descending junction, and from below, I'll fashion a colonic J pouch and a coloanal anastomosis. So right colon, you make your incision a little smaller, but it doesn't have to be through a laparotomy, versus rectum, where we're going from a big stem to stern incision to zero incision. It's a big gain for the patient in terms of morbidity, in terms of pain and recovery time, provided we're oncologically sound. And we seem to be, but we haven't done the U.S. study yet.